Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome back once again to the Coffee Break German Show. Ich bin Marc.
Ich bin Thomas.
Wie geht's dir?
Sehr gut eigentlich. Danke. Dir?
Ja, gut, danke.
Freut mich.
In these weekly episodes, we are helping you improve your German one coffee break at a time.
And if you're listening to this on your podcast provider, please remember to subscribe to the channel. Or if you're actually watching it on YouTube, also please like the video and subscribe to the channel.
Also Thomas, was machen wir heute? Was lernen wir heute?
Heute geht es um nicht, nein und kein.
Ach, negation.
Yes.
I love it. Let's get started. Los geht's. So Thomas, negation works a little differently in German from the way in which it works in English.
Yes, it's more complicated and I think unnecessarily complicated. That's why I don't really like it.
So there are 3 ways that we're going to look at to negate things. First of all,
it's nein, so which is just a straight answer to a question. If you say no in English,
yeah,
German,
so the equivalent
would say
of no.
Nein.
So for example, if I asked you, do you like German negation?
Nein, definitiv nicht. Definitely not. Which brings us to the second negation, which is nicht.
Yeah. So nicht is in a sense the equivalent of not.
Genau.
But not in every circumstance.
No, and we look at it a little bit closer after we've just kind of tipped on the last one, and that is kein.
Yeah.
And okay. That's really hard, I think, sometimes to translate in English. And we will see in the examples that it's a bit awkward to translate literally.
Yeah. But we'll come to that. Let's look first of all at nicht and see the ways in which that can be used to negate different things.
Yes. And I think I'll just tell you a couple of example sentences and then we talk about what is it actually negating in that sentence.
Okay.
So, dieser Salat ist nicht frisch.
Dieser Salat ist nicht frisch. This salad is not fresh.
Exactly. And we're saying here something, we're negating an adjective.
Frisch.
In this case, frisch. Genauso, we're putting it in front of the adjective. So,
yeah.
Something is not, and then whatever adjectives follows.
Okay.
So, it's used for negating adjectives. It's also used with prepositions. For example, wir fahren heute nicht nach Berlin.
Right, so wir fahren heute nicht nach Berlin. We are going today not to Berlin. We're not going to Berlin today.
Exactly. And it's, I think, a little bit, or you can distinguish more in German because depending where you place the nicht is what you negate or what you want to focus on negating.
Okay.
So this time we have it in nicht nach Berlin. So we might actually be going somewhere else, but we are not going to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can also rephrase the sentence and can say, wir fahren nicht heute nach Berlin.
So in that situation, we're saying, wir fahren nicht heute nach Berlin, wir fahren morgen nach Berlin.
Genau, so the focus on it's not happening today, might happen a different day.
Okay, good.
So we've seen it here in front of an adverb like heute or in front of a preposition nach.
Yeah, okay.
Das weiß ich nicht would be another example when you use nicht. Das weiß ich nicht.
So there we're negating the verb weiß.
Yes.
Das weiß ich nicht. I don't know.
And we're kind of negating the whole sentence. And
that's
also the rule. If you make a whole sentence negative, then the nicht goes at the very end.
Well, that's good to know.
You could also say, ich tanze nicht.
I am not dancing.
Genau.
Why not? Warum?
Weiß ich nicht. Ich tanze eigentlich schon. I actually do like to dance.
That's a whole different video. Okay, what else?
Modal verbs. Ich kann nicht schwimmen. So again, we're using in the context of verbs here. Just wanted to point out where we place it.
Mm-hmm. So ich kann nicht schwimmen. I cannot swim.
Genau.
Okay.
And it's the same if we, one more example. Ich möchte diese Hose nicht anziehen. So if our sentence is a bit longer, but we still have this modal verb möchte.
Yeah.
Ich möchte diese Hose nicht anziehen.
So I would not like to put on these trousers.
Yes, and I just wanted to kind of emphasize that in English you would have the not very early.
Yeah.
I would not like to. However, in German you say like, I would like this trousers not to put on.
To put on, yeah, okay. So that's nicht. We can use nicht then to negate adverbs, adjectives. We can use it in front of prepositions or verbs. But there's another thing that we need to negate.
The kein, yes.
Yeah.
And I often see this the opposite of ein. You know, like ein is the indefinite article.
Uh-huh.
Ich habe einen Hund.
Yeah.
I have a dog. If you want to make that sentence negative, you would say ich habe keinen Hund.
Yeah, so you can't say ich habe nicht einen Hund.
No, that sounds strange.
But you could say ich habe nicht einen Hund, sondern zwei.
Genau, because then you want to focus on the number one, einen Hund,
yeah.
But two. So you're making the like einen negative.
Uh-huh.
But normally if you just say a dog, you would say keinen Hund.
Keinen
so like
Hund.
I don't have any dog, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like not any or not one, not a. Not a single sometimes as well, that kind of idea.
Genau.
Keine Ahnung, not a single idea, not a clue.
Genau, sehr gut. And that actually, if you see that, my second example is about exactly something like that. For example, ich habe heute Lust ins Kino zu gehen. If you make that negative, even so we don't have the ein oder ein in the indefinite article, we just add the keinen. So ich habe heute keine Lust ins Kino zu gehen.
Ich habe heute keine Lust ins Kino zu gehen. Gut.
Genau. So the thing that also you need to remember, which is a little bit more complicated than with nicht, is that the kein needs to adjust to the gender and the case.
And it works like ein as
genau.
Well, doesn't it? Like it's the indefinite articles.
Same ending. So if we, for example, say like einen Hund, would become keinen Hund with a en.
Okay. And keine Lust, you said, because it's die Lust.
Genau.
Okay, good.
And so if you remember that kein is always used in front of a noun. I think that's like the main thing to take away.
Yeah.
Kind of the opposite of ein, even if there's no ein there, and it's always placed in front of a noun.
Right, great. So today we have looked at using nein, meaning no, very simple one. Using nicht, meaning not. And that has been used for adjectives, adverbs in front of prepositions and verbs. And then when it came to nouns, we were looking at kein and how kein changes depending on which case and gender and so on
it is.
And kein is being used as the opposite of ein. It's kind of like not any, not a single or no, in a sense.
I always find it hard to translate, like is there a precise English translation for it? But yeah, that's totally the idea.
And there are some other negative words in German.
Genau. Genau wie in English. So exactly like in English, you can have nichts, nothing, niemand, nobody, and so on.
Yeah. But I think that will be for another lesson.
Good idea.
We hope that you've enjoyed this lesson. There are, of course, all of the examples that we've covered in the lesson written down in the blog article. So you can find that by going to the link in the description for this episode.
And if you want to learn more about German or need more help with your German and want to receive regular free email lessons, please visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/German.
Ausgezeichnet. Also vielen Dank, Thomas.
Kein Problem, Marc.
I like it. Ich kann die nächste Folge nicht erwarten.
Awesome placement of nicht. Sehr gut.
We'll leave it there. Vielen Dank und tschüss.
Tschüss and happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.